What's up, everybody? Welcome to Raptorland. I am your host. I am Ronio. That is I-A-M-R-O-N-E-O. This is my snap reaction of Game 10 of the season, Raptors at Lakers. This is the third game of our five-game road trip. We had a back-to-back with Los Angeles Lakers yesterday that we won. We stunned the league with our new Benchmop 2.0. Next night up, we got Kawhi and the Clippers. Same building, same situation. This was on Sportsnet 1. Matt and Leo had the call. Kawhi reunion, obviously. I low-key miss Kawhi. It was nice to see him. Same old Kawhi, you know. No emotion, no anything, but it was nice to see him interact with his old teammates. It looked like he was having a good little reunion at the beginning of shoot around. It was nice to see that. No Paul George this game. He's still hurt with his shoulder injury. Coming into this game, Montrezl Harrell averages 18 points. Lou Will averages 20 points for the Clippers. So we kind of have to keep them under control besides Kawhi because they still have two other players that can drop 20 easy. So the Benchmop 2.0 had a big, big night last night. And we are going to see, or we were waiting to see, what they had for us today or tonight in this game. What they had for us. So the stage is set, and that is the criteria for the game. So the first quarter starts, and less than 2 minutes in, OG Anunoby gets poked in the eye on a non-call. Poked in the eye by Kawhi, of all people. He left the game. He did not return. This is 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. OG Anunoby gets poked in the eye by Kawhi, of all people, and leaves the game. So Nick Nurse loses his mind. He almost gets tossed from the game, but he didn't get tossed. But he was really incensed about the non-call. Raptors come out aggressive and fearless. Just like last night, we're shorthanded. We came out guns a-blazing. We were playing tough defense. We were switching on screens, talking on defense. We were playing championship-level defense. Championship-level chemistry. It was beautiful to see that that was our temperament coming out of the game. Chris Boucher checks in and explodes. Hits 3 of 3 from three. Looks hella confident. He's growing up before our eyes. Sorry, he's not growing up. He's glowing up before our eyes. Chris Boucher is our legitimate NBA player. He's a legitimate NBA shot blocker. He is coming into his own, and now is his time with Serge down, and he is showing a lot. Raptors double-teamed Kawhi every single time he touched the ball. It was bamboozling him for real. Like, it was funny to watch. Anytime Kawhi touched the ball, he literally was triple, quadruple teamed by Freddie or Pascal or Chris Boucher. Anyone quick and fast and small would head towards him, and he could not do anything tonight. Kawhi only had 11 points this entire game. He was 2 for 11. He was a non-factor in terms of scoring anyway. We had a good game plan for him. Obviously, we know him well, and we, I don't want to say shut him down, but offensively, we shut him down. So, Raps end the first quarter on a 21-6 run. We're up by 8. Scrappy as ever. I love the Raptors. I love them. We were up 23-15 at the end of one. Let's go, Raptor chants were ringing out through the Staples Center, just like they always do. Raptors fans travel amazing. We were making it noisy and crazy in there, letting our presence known by our fans. It was just a beautiful, beautiful scene. So the second quarter starts, and it's time for the Benchmop 2.0 show to show us if they can do it twice, if we can trust them twice. So, second quarter, Raptors defense is still at a championship level. These guys are laying it down on the line defensively. I mean, playing hard. Freddie's playing crazy help defense on Kawhi, like I said. Got him flustered and bamboozled and confused. Chris Boucher continued blocking any shot attempt at the rim. I'm saying, if you are driving to the rim and Chris Boucher is there, he is going to try and block your shot. He doesn't care if he gets dunked on. He doesn't care if he gets turned into a poster. He has the confidence within himself to try and block every single shot that's around him. I respect that man. I respect Chris Boucher, and I respect his confidence as a young man in this league. Now let's get to Ryan Hollis-Jefferson in the second quarter. We were hard on him. I was hard on him in the first couple of snap reactions of the season because I wasn't sure why he was in the Nick Nurse doghouse. I didn't know if he could play. I didn't really know much about him. But now that there's injuries and he's getting a chance to play, this guy can play. He was playing one-on-one D versus Kawhi and he held his own. He doesn't have a great offensive package, but he's got a little bit of some post moves, some post fadeaways, some up and under, some cleanup layups. Like, his offensive package is respectable, and Hollis Jefferson is a modern-day garbage man. And there's nothing wrong with that, and the Raptors could do with a modern-day garbage man. I like Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. He deserves a lot more minutes than he's been getting. He should be in our rotation. He dives for loose balls. He plays hustle defense. He's got lateral quicks. He's smart. He's tough. He sold me today. He really sold me tonight on the fact that he should be in the rotation. Now, Norm put together another consistent game. He was a little shaky throughout the second quarter, and I was getting a little worried, but as the game went on, he continued to contribute. So Norm is finding his footing and stringing together yet another consistent game. He had 15 points. So anyway, the Clippers go on a 10-1 run to end the first quarter, or second quarter, my bad, and the Raptors are down by one at the half. Raptors fans still screaming at Staples Center, loud as ever. It was weird because it's at the Staples Center, but anytime the Raptors scored, you could audibly hear Raptors fans cheering and screaming. And whenever they panned over the crowd, you could see nothing but Raptor fans. It's amazing. I'm so happy and so proud to be a fan and a part of this team. So on the court, Matt Thomas continued to get exposed on defense. This was by far Matt Thomas's worst defensive showing he's had since I started this podcast. He is still a great shooter. He comes off screens like JJ Redick, and I seriously mean like JJ Redick. He comes off screens like a pro. His shot is butter. His shot is money coming off a screen. I like Matt Thomas. He deserves to be in the rotation, but his defense is terrible. Absolutely terrible. It was really hard to hide in this game. It really, really, really was. Zubats on the Clippers had a decent game. He's a nice player. I like Zubats. He was annoying the hell out of Marc Gasol in the first half. He's a big body like Mark, way younger, kind of looking at the mirror. Mark couldn't really keep up with him. But Zubats is a nice young center that the Clippers stole from the Lakers in that AD trade. So it was nice. He's a decent player. I like Zubats. So first half, Kawhi, like I said, a complete non-factor. Raps planned very well for Kawhi. He was 0-5 at the half. Just looked out of sorts and completely bamboozled. So the end of the half, like I said, Raptors are down 3, 46-49. We are playing hard, but the Clippers are also playing hard. It's a back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, the first and second quarter. No team could really pull away either way. Even though we were shorthanded and they had everybody except Paul George, they could not get rid of us because we are a scrappy championship caliber team, as LeBron said. We have championship DNA. Those guys have championship DNA. They're not just going to disappear. Thank you, LeBron, because it's true. So the second or third quarter starts. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson starts in place of OG Anunoby. I repeat, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, the same guy that could not even get garbage time minutes, starts the second half in place of OG Anunoby. So he's clearly gaining some trust with Nurse. That probably was a very, very big moment for Rondae, and he deserved it because he played a great game. Norman Powell in the third quarter continued to be aggressive. He would not let us die either. He was driving hard to the basket, looking for fouls, trying to be consistent. He didn't hit every shot that he took, but he was setting the tone and being aggressive offensively for the rest of the team. Him and Freddie were keeping us in this game simply by sheer willpower. That's all. Sheer will. It was amazing to watch. Shout out randomly to Kevin Hart and Adam Sandler, who were at the game courtside. I'm not sure who they were cheering for, but they seemed very engaged, and it was nice to see that stars care about the Raptors. I'm sure it wasn't about the Clippers, but Adam Sandler and Kevin Hart were there, so that was pretty cool. So Kawhi gets his first made field goal in the third quarter, late. In the third quarter, we had him completely flustered with the double and triple and quadruple teams. He didn't know what to do. Kawhi had a career high 8 turnovers. Let me repeat that for you guys. Kawhi Leonard today had a career high 8 turnovers versus his former team. We bamboozled Kawhi Leonard. It was amazing to watch. Raptors, honestly, as the game progressed, this game, like I said, was back and forth, started to get tired. You could see it. They had a back-to-back emotional win with the Lakers last night, and tonight, as the game waned on from the third quarter into the fourth, you could just see the shots started coming up short, missing defensive assignments, missing rebounds. Freddie started to grab his shorts every break that he could. I believe Freddie played 40 minutes this game after I believe he played 40 minutes last night. So we started to gas out, and that's just simply what happened in this game. That's the story of this game. It was back and forth until we got tired. But before we got tired, the bench mom came in and would not let us die. Chris Boucher was flying around blocking shots, getting rebounds, getting putbacks. Matt Thomas was hitting threes. Terrence Davis driving to the basket, hitting threes. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson with rebound putbacks, fadeaway jumpers. We have a bench. We are way deeper than we thought. These injuries were a blessing in disguise because these guys can play, and they're surprising everybody that they play against because they've never seen them play. So we always have the advantage of, who are these guys? I've never seen these guys, and they come out and they play hard, and it's awesome to watch, and I'm so happy to be a Raptor fan. But no matter how good the bench mob played, they eventually gassed out in the fourth quarter, and with about 1 minute left, it was a one possession game. We fought as hard as we could, but we could not make it all the way back, and we ended up losing the game 88-78. A really low scoring game, so that shows you how much defense was being played on both sides. It was a fun game to watch. Even though we lost, it was a moral victory to me because everyone played great. Everyone played hard. We just ran out of gas. How are we supposed to play the two best teams in the league back to back without our three of our best players? Like, we showed so much heart, so much grit. I'm so proud to be a Raptor fan. I don't think I've felt this good after a loss in a really, really long time. I just like what I see. I like that we have a deep, young bench, that Nick Nurse has a lot more options than I think he thought he had. So that was nice to see. So in the end, the stats were Kawhi had 12 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 assist short of a triple-double, but he was 2 of 11 because we absolutely had him flustered. Lou Will, sweet Lou, we missed you, sixth man of the year, 21 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Montrezl Harrell was a monster, 14 points, 11 rebounds. We couldn't really combat them when it came down to the fourth quarter. We just ran out of gas, like I said. We had nothing left. On the Raptors side, Spicy P had 16 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Decent. Freddie had 14 and 8, but he ran out of gas towards the end of the game. He just had nothing left. Norm had 15 and 4, another consistent game for Norm. Christopher Boucher, 13 points, 6 rebounds, 2 disgusting blocks, plus 1 maybe block of the year candidate on Montrezl Harrell in the fourth. Amazing. Matt Thomas, 8 points, still needs to work on his defense, but coming off those screens, butter. Terrence Davis, 5 points, 2 assists, but more importantly, great defense all game on whoever he was guarding. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, 9 points, 9 rebounds, a hustler. JYD 2.0 is what vibes I get from Hollis-Jefferson, if you will. I love JYD, and he's no JYD, let's not get it twisted, but that's what he kind of provides. Garbage buckets, garbage minutes, hard defense, hustle. That's Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. And Big Marc Gasol had 8 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, but he was bothered by the young center Zubats on the other side. So anyway, the Raptors played their heart out. They played their soul out. This team is gritty. They are championship caliber still. I don't care if they have who's on the floor. Just our DNA is to play hard, to play not scared. And I am so proud to be a Raptor fan, even though we lost this game. So this has been my snap reaction, number 10. Of the season, snap reaction number 10. I cannot believe I made it 10 podcasts in. This is kind of a landmark for me. I'm very proud of myself that I have been able to record a snap reaction every game. Like I told you guys, I plan to get every single snap reaction up to our championship win when we win this year, because I believe we're going to repeat. So thank you for listening to Raptorland. Again, I am your host as always. I am Ronio. That is I-A-M-R-O-N-E-O on all platforms on social media. subscribe to me, follow me, listen to this podcast, tell your friends. Like I said, it's not always stat-centric. It's not always going to be about analytics. I just call it the way I see it, like a true Raptor fan would after a game, and just get my feelings out and let you guys know what I saw. And we usually, from the comments I've been getting, we usually see the same thing. So thank you for joining my community and being a part of my community. Thank you for living in Raptor Land with me. I will see you guys. I always say see you guys at the end of these pods. I will talk to you guys after the Portland game, because this road trip continues on. Game number 4 of our 5-game West Coast road trip will be in Portland, and that's when you guys will hear from me next. Raptors lose, unfortunately, but it's a moral victory. Thank you for listening to Raptor Land. I will see you guys later this week, and enjoy the moral victory for tonight. We lost, but I think we saw a lot more in the end of what our team has to offer besides just an 8-man rotation. We got a lot of players that deserve to play, and I think they're going to get their chance. So thanks for listening to Raptor Land. I am Ronio. Talk to you guys soon.